First 5 Santa Clara County, supporting the healthy development of children prenatal through age 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Welcome to the First 5 Santa Clara County Hot Topics podcast, illuminating stories and issues curious to the modern parent. The devastation caused by Japan's tsunami and quake, and now the American South's tornadoes, leave many parents wondering if they should discuss natural disasters with their young children. If they choose to take on the topic, then what's the best way? To guide us, we have Dr. Christine Dobson, Director of Programs and Research for the Child Trauma Academy. Hi, Chris. So what's an appropriate age for a child to be in order to discuss natural disasters with their parents?
Well, I think the first thing that's really important for parents to think about is the age of their child. In terms of discussing, I usually would suggest to let the child take the lead. So if your child has not asked you about this, then there really is no need to discuss it, you know, unless they've lost a relative or someone that they're close to.
And if they ask, how should parents approach answering?
Keep it simple, keep it short, just to make sure that you're speaking at their level, to not give them really, you know, kind of lofty explanations that may feed more into more question or fear.
Is it okay for parents to share their emotions around the event?
If a parent is sad about the loss of a family member or the loss of a close friend, that's okay, and it's okay for their child to see that. And it almost provides a platform for explaining your feelings in a way that is easy for your child to understand. Explaining in very, very simple terms may help your child or will likely help your child understand what they themselves are feeling but may not have words to put on.
Can you share a few tips of how best to explain these kinds of traumatic incidents and how best to cope with the aftermath of them?
Don't be afraid to talk about it. Like I said, if your child asks, don't be afraid. But don't overfocus. Continuing to provide predictability in cases such as this and other kind of traumatic events, kind of, you know, like the 9/11 or, you know, hurricanes and things like that, I would say turn off the television, because the barrage of images can actually lead to kids having nightmares and being more fearful. Be patient with them. So, you know, they may ask you a question and they may go away and they may come back with another question, or give them the opportunity to kind of work through things at their own developmental level. You know, I think it's important when kids ask why, that it's okay for parents to say, I don't have all the answers. Sometimes things happen that we really just are beyond our understanding. And then, you know, I think really, really important is to reassure them about their own safety and security. When something like this happens, you know, children may kind of move into the state of fear and notice that in several different ways. They may look like they're daydreaming a lot, or not paying attention. They may seem like they're hyperactive. And I know those are kind of like two extremes, but they really are different ways that children respond to fear. And part of that comes from their sense of security being shattered.
So how can parents rebuild their child's sense of security and safety?
By providing predictable, consistent, compassionate interactions with them. So you get them back into a routine as soon as possible. So, you know, we're not sleeping till noon all the time. We're having breakfast at the same time every day. We're going to school. I mean, actually building in those repetitious and patterned activities actually provide internally a sense of safety.
Is it a good idea to teach a kid maybe 5 years old about what to do in the case of an emergency or natural disaster?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, helping prepare kids for things that may be scary is a great way to help things not be so scary. To say to them, you know, it's important to have a plan in case something happens, so you'll know what to do and you won't be wondering. We want you just to know what to do right away, so we practice.
And what kind of tone should a parent use?
As parents, we need to think about what we're projecting. You know, children look to their parents not just for, you know, the information that they're providing to them verbally, but they're also watching, and they're picking up on those nonverbal cues. And if a parent's words and their nonverbal cues are not congruent or they don't match, a child will pick up on that. And so the more calm a parent is as they're kind of talking about things with their kids, the more safe and secure their child will feel.
Chris, thanks so much for all this helpful information.
Sure. Take care.
For more information about First 5 Santa Clara County, please go to first5kids.org, where you can subscribe to the First 5 Santa Clara County Hot Topics podcast. The site also contains local, state, and national information about children ages 0 through 5. Be sure to tune in to our in-depth Parent Voice podcast as well. Again, the website is first5, that's the number 5, kids.org.